Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, it's on, man. We are back. The No Freedom Podcast is back, man, for a second edition. I'm your man, the nice one. You know, Red, Jerz, whatever you want to call me, man. It's going down, though, man. It is going down. I made it, y'all. I made it to NFL Kickoff Sunday, man, and I have not watched one down of live NFL football. I have not gone to my team's website. I haven't looked at anything for the first time in 38 years. Hold on. Stop the music. I gotta say that again, man. I've done something I've never done in 38 years, man. Because I'm 43 years old. I've been watching the Bears at least since I was 5 years old. At least. I remember being really young, probably four. I'd probably give myself four. Because I remember my auntie, and God rest her soul. I love my aunt Brenda, man. She was so awesome to me. She was so awesome. God rest her soul. She used to watch football, and it's funny, man. It's a funny little story. And I'll get some music for this one, man, because I love this story. Like, people don't even know how I started watching football in the first place. You know what I mean? Like, I can take it right back to 7018 Eggleston, man, on the south side of Chicago, second floor. My auntie always had football on every Sunday. And she was watching the Bears, of course, because we're from Chicago. So Walter Payton. My name's Walter. So I'm already connecting with Walter Payton just because of the name. And he's dope. You feel me? And he's like the dopest football player that ever do it. You know, if you want to contest that, that's cool. If you got other names, that's cool. But Walter Payton is who I think about, man, when I think of best football player of all time, like complete, just can do anything, run, catch, block, throw, punt, kick. Like, the dude can do everything, man. Like, I'm a special athlete, man. God rest his soul, you know? But look, man, that's what I'm trying to tell you, man. The moral of that story is I've been watching football for a long time, and this is the first NFL opening day kickoff that I haven't even told. I haven't – look, you know what my routine used to be? My routine used to be get up, turn on ESPN, watch their whole joint. I don't fool with Fox. I didn't fool with CBS. You know, I just fooled with them when the games came on. My routine was ESPN. Then when the games came on, if it wasn't nothing I wanted to watch, I'd have the red zone on. I was getting all, because I'm trying to catch Chicago, see what we do. But, man, it's happening, man. And I'm not even missing it, man, because if the NFL doesn't care about people that look like me to the degree that they are showing, and I'm supposed to be okay with that, then there's something wrong with me, okay? There's something wrong with me. And I think that's the whole point of this podcast. If you want to get in there with me, this is No Freedom League, the podcast. The number to call in is 646-668-2546. You can absolutely speak your mind. But look, don't do this, man. I don't have any beef with people that are watching football. I mean, I don't care, man. I don't care. Because if you don't, I don't. And this is why I say this. How can you call yourself a decent human being if you aren't at least alarmed by how many unarmed black pedestrians are gunned down by police officers? And minimal convictions. We might get one out of 26 of the shooters convicted. So that's the problem. If they were Indian American, I'd have a problem. If they were Asian American, I'd have a problem. If they were Latino American, I'd have a problem. Like, you've got to be concerned. And that's what I don't understand. Like, why aren't more people outraged at the fact that the NFL will punish a guy such as Colin Kaepernick, which this is really what it's all about, but it's gotten so much bigger than Cap now that I'm not really sure, man. You know what I mean? And this is what I mean by that. Cap took a stand. He wasn't really feeling like the American anthem represented what was really going on. And you know what? He's right. He's absolutely right, man. You know, and I think people have to look at themselves, man, and ask yourself, like, if that was someone that looked like you, and it occurred 25, 26, 30 times, and it's like, wait a minute. Aren't the police paid and trained to protect us? Why are unarmed civilians dying? I mean, in instances where your car breaks down, you're waiting for help, the police show up, you end up getting shot and die. I'm going to tell you a story I told on the first episode, man, the first podcast, but it's the amount of fear I felt when I was pulled over in June. I was in Burbank. It was early in the morning. I was on my way to set. And a motorcycle cop got behind me. I was blowing through an intersection. The dude hopped behind me, flapped me. My heart jumped in my throat and then immediately fell out my ass. Between the time he got behind me, put the lights on me, pulled me over, got off and walked to my driver's side door. Oh yeah, that happened. My heart went up in my throat and then immediately fell out of my ass. That fear that I felt, because I didn't know what he got me for. I'm like, whoa, like, I'm cool. I'm in my wife's car, right? I'm thinking he got me looking at my phone, which I've got to stop doing that. If you're doing that, stop looking at your phone while you're driving, man. I don't care if traffic's clear. I don't care if there's not a car in front of you. Don't do it. My wife is always on my ass about that. And that's what I thought this cop was pulling me over for, but he wasn't. He pulled me over because my sticker on my license plate, it was showing 2016. Now, the plate had expired, even if it was 2017. Somebody had finagled my 2017 sticker off. So I'm riding around 2016 style in 2017. So that's what he pulled me over for. Nice guy, you know, Mexican cop, you know. I wasn't as nervous, you know, as if it would have been a white cop. And I'm just saying that realistically, man, because you don't know. You've got stuff happening in Charlottesville, Virginia, and these are people that you see in Starbucks that are smiling at you and speaking to you. All of a sudden, they're walking around with tiki torches and Nazi flags. And come on, man, really? It's 2017. So I think at this point, it's bigger than Cap. It's bigger than Cap just getting signed. Because, look, okay, we're opening weekend of the NFL officially. I mean, they had the game Thursday, New England and Kansas City. And I heard the ratings weren't good for that. So people need to understand, man, the boycott is real. The boycott is real. And look, this is how crazy it is, man. And this is why we haven't been able to ascend to the level that we need to as people, as black people, as black Americans. All right? Now, I'm on set, right? It's Friday. Thursday night game, New England, Kansas City. I didn't see a lick of it. I tried not to see anything. And that's what I'm going to have to do, man, because they jammed the NFL down your throat so tough. And I didn't realize how much they do it until I was trying to stay away from it. All right? But look, man, I know it's got to be. I'm not the only one boycotting, man. If you want to call, you want to say something, man, I mean, it's cool. I'll take all 60 minutes. And I'm not doing this show for popularity's sake. I don't know who's listening, but if you are checking this out on podcast, which you probably are, because I don't know how many people are live, all my people probably watching their team or waiting, because they got to be entertained. We must be entertained. But at what cost, man? that same organization you're supporting, that same faction that you're giving your time to, you're buying the jerseys, you're on the website, you're playing fantasy football, you're doing all of this, man, and them people don't care about you. If you get pulled over and shot dead in the street by a cop, man, them people wouldn't give a damn. And they would boycott anyone, just like they did Colin Kaepernick, that stands up for that. You know, Colin has said some very interesting things, man, when asked about why he's doing what he's doing. And one of the statements he made, I'll always remember, is he's basically, you know, I'll paraphrase, but he basically just said, look, man, I'm taking a stand for those that cannot. You know what I mean? Like, it's terrible, man. It's definitely a problem. You know what I mean? Like, police brutality is a problem. Why does seeking accountability from the police equal attacking the police? We're not asking them to do anything that they aren't trained to handle. Do you know how much we spend in tax dollars on training the police? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but if you want to Google it and look it up, I'm sure it's a nice chunk of change. So why are all these unarmed civilians being shot dead? I'm not even going to refer to them as African Americans, because we know who they are. We know who's being targeted, but the question is why? Why? And the other question is, why isn't anyone else upset? Now, big ups to the players that more have taken knees and you know, demonstrated in other ways. And that's great, man. But the problem is, everyone isn't doing it. Everyone isn't doing it. Why does it just have to be black people? Because it's black people being shot down? I mean, like I alluded to earlier, if the nationality changed, I wouldn't care, because you know what race I claim? I claim the human race, man. And to think that there are people out there today that still wouldn't even give me a chance as a person because of the color of my skin, it just makes my stomach turn, man. It's 2017. Wow. But look, let's switch it up, man. Let's play a little game. Because I did some analyses and I did some computations, and what I've noticed is out of the 32 teams that have backup quarterbacks, there are only about 5 situations that I could say, okay, I could see why they wouldn't, you know, need a Colin Kaepernick there. But it's crazy. I'm going to go through them. And some of these names you're going to hear, you're not going to even believe that they're still getting NFL paper, man. But they are. They are. They are. They are. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But look, man, it's the No Freedom League podcast, man, on the Couples on Court Network, man. And we will be back. Couples on Court has been on a hiatus, man. My wife has been traveling a lot, man. She's been doing a lot of shaking and moving with her job. You know, that's what they pay her to do. When she comes home, she's tired. The lady loves her sleep. What can I say? You know? But it's going down, man. It's going down. And I just appreciate everyone, man. That, you know, you never really know who's supporting what, man, and who's really behind you and who's just talking the talk. But those that are really with the cause, those that are really, you know, standing up for what they believe in, that's what's up, man. I salute you. Those that are watching football because they got to have their football and blah, 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 I don't care about that. I don't care about that, because you're missing the big picture. You know, I'm not passing any judgment on you, you know. Like I alluded to earlier, man, at the start of this program, I was a 38-year faithful NFL person. Like, for people to not talk football with me, it's weird. Because, and shout out to Shamira, man. I didn't mean to go ham, my girl. Shout out to Russ College all day. But, you know, she's an Atlanta Falcons fan. Me being a Bears fan, I didn't even know who the Bears were playing. Forgot the Bears were playing Atlanta to open the season. So she's like, you ready for Sunday? And I was like, ready to not watch football? Yep. You know, and I didn't want to sound snippy, but that's just how serious I am about this, man. Like, I haven't watched anything. I'm gonna tell you what I saw. And dude, the way they shove football down your throat is incredible. Like, trying to avoid football is like trying to avoid a gorgeous woman in Hawaii or something. Like, you're not gonna be able to do it. You have to try really, really hard. So I saw something on Facebook, and it was concerning Mitch Trubisky, the first-round draft pick of the Bears. And it was like a little package of plays. I think they broke down all his pass attempts against Tennessee. So I kind of checked dude out. You know, I cheated a little bit, man. I cheated a little bit. It's like a diet, man. I ain't going to be able to just stop eating sweets and drinking juices with sugar in it. I ain't going to be able to do it just off the wham. I got to wean myself off. But for that to be the only football that I've even occupied my time with, I just want to see what the kid looked like. Because the Bears gave up a farm for that kid, man. They gave up a total of 4 draft picks for that kid. So I hope he's the future. Lord knows Chicago football needs it, because we had to suffer with color. We had to suffer with color for 9-10 years. So good quarterback play, we're due for. We're due for a top-tier guy, finally. Like, we've never had that type of passer, you know? Even when McMahon was winning with the Bears, like, he didn't do it, like, with big passing numbers, you know? He was just incredibly smart, man. He just made the right play when it needed to be made. And the Bears just won football games. Like, Jim McMahon's numbers as a starter for the Bears was stupid, man. He was like, I don't even want to talk numbers, but forget numbers, man. And let's talk about this, man, before I get into the 32 backup quarterbacks in the NFL. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, man. It's really crazy to think about, man. Like, some of these names, man. It's going to crack you up, man. But look, think about it now. Now, think about the NFL. All right? I'm talking to their PR department right now. NFL PR department, I'm talking to you, man. Me and you. Why haven't you stepped out in front of this? Why didn't you just get a squad like whoever? It's 27 teams that could have signed this dude as a backup and it would have made sense. 27 out of the 32. So don't tell me that the opportunity wasn't there. If you don't think he's good enough to be a starter, fine. But there are situations where he's better than the starter and the backup. And I'll let you be the judge. I'm going to run through the names, and I'm going to run through those situations. But if you are checking us out, man, you know, this is No Freedom League, the podcast, man. It's the second one. If you want to speak your mind, man, call in. I encourage you to do so. The phone lines are wide open. 646-668-2546, man. Why didn't the NFL get out in front of this earlier, man? Why didn't they have a team like, I'll just throw out a team. Why didn't they have a team like Baltimore, like Atlanta, like Arizona? Just sign them. Let him compete to be the backup. If he's not good enough to be the backup, cut him. Then all of this is over. Colin Kaepernick was given a chance to show that he could or he could not play. But the NFL dropped the ball on that. Instead, they want to try to blackball the man. And they want to pass off all these other quarterbacks like, you know, like really? Matt Schaub is still in the league, ladies and gentlemen. Matt Schaub, Mr. Pick Six himself. Remember that dude had a record for like straight games with a pick six thrown. Like, how does this dude still get an NFL check? But look, I'm jumping the gun. Let's go through the names, man. And shout out to the phone lines, man. I see the phone lines starting to warm up a little bit. 618-696. I'm going to get you in there in a minute, man. I'm going to go through these first 3 quarterbacks that are occupying space on NFL rosters, and then I'm coming to you. The first one, it's in alphabetical order, baby. Arizona. You know who the backup quarterback is in Arizona? Drew Stanton. Drew Stanton, boy, still getting that money. Why? Colin Kaepernick's not better than him? Then to add insult to injury, Arizona signs Blaine Gabbert. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm talking about. This is the blatant smack in the face that I'm just supposed to accept and just go, I'm supposed to still support you. And this is what's crazy, man. I was in a restaurant picking up some food, and I kind of like glanced and saw a game was on, and you know, it was the Giants against somebody, but I saw Josh Johnson at quarterback, and I was just like, wow, this cat's, I mean, you know, I ain't got nothing against Josh Johnson, but Colin Kaepernick is better than Josh Johnson. If you think that Josh Johnson is better than Colin Kaepernick, then I question you, man. I question your knowledge as a common football fan. But you're the general manager of somebody in the NFL front office. Are you kidding me? So that's Arizona's quarterback situation. Does Colin Kaepernick belong there? Absolutely. Absolutely he does. Now let's move to Atlanta. You know who is backing up Matty Ice in Atlanta? That's right, Mr. Pick Six himself, the gentleman I mentioned prior, Matt Schaub. That's Comedy Central, B. It really is. That's funny. That's funny. And now Baltimore. Ryan Mallett. The great Ryan Mallett. So, if heaven forbid something happened to Flacco, he twists the ankle, he got to miss 4 weeks. They're in a tight race with Pittsburgh and Cincinnati for playoff position. You're going to depend on Ryan Mallett to come in and win some games for you. Wow. And you know what? Baltimore's a good fit, I thought, because of the Harbaugh situation, you know. Him playing against him in the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know, like you saw up close what this kid could do. You know as well as anybody what this kid can do. It was just 5 seasons ago. Like, people didn't say Colin Kaepernick can't play football anymore. Come on, man, that's just ridiculous. I mean, even with the worst team in the NFL, he still had a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio. I mean, some of the best quarterbacks in the NFL didn't have that ratio. You know what I mean? So he obviously valued the football, didn't turn it over a lot. And this is a guy that didn't start the season as a starter. Actually started the season hurt. And that's what people don't understand. When you're evaluating Colin Kaepernick, like, forget that he played in San Francisco, one of the worst situations in football last year, as demonstrated by them having the number one pick. Just that whole dumpster fire, man. Everybody leaving, the retirements, you know, good players stepping away. Coaches leaving, general manager kind of, you know, in flux. Like, it was a messed up situation. So you just wonder what a different situation overall would have did for Colin Kaepernick. I'm going to get to Oakland. I think Oakland would have been a good look. You know, their guy isn't better than Colin Kaepernick. I'll let you know who their guy is for those that don't follow Oakland as closely. But let's continue on this list, man, because it gets better. It gets better, okay? The first three quarterbacks that are backup quarterbacks, and the next guy up if the starter for these teams get hurt, Arizona, Drew Stanton. ATL, Matt Schaub. Baltimore, Ryan Mallett. And that brings us to Buffalo, a very interesting situation because Tyrod Taylor is the starter. But do you know who's penciled in to be the backup? Do you know who Buffalo is going to have to hang their season on if something happens to Tyrod Taylor, heaven forbid? Ladies and gentlemen, Nathan Peterman. I know, never heard of him either. Never heard of him either. Wow. Some rookie kid. Like, so you're telling me a rookie that we've never seen throw an NFL pass is a better option than Colin Kaepernick? A guy that's won playoff games on the road? And that's the thing about this list, too. I don't think of the 32 guys I'm going to mention, and in some cases I mention the starter and the backup because I think Colin is better than both of them. But Nick, I don't think any of these guys would want a playoff game on the road. I mean, granted, man, and you got to consider everything. All right, consider it all. That San Francisco team that Colin Kaepernick was starting for, when Harbaugh was there, they were solid. Their defense, one of the best in the league, if not the best in the league. Running game, Harbaugh knew how to use a quarterback with Kaepernick's skill set. And I think if you're a great offensive coordinator, you coach your talent up to his talent. You don't dumb down your talent to make him fit a system if you're a good coordinator. And I think this thing is going to grow. You know what I mean? I kind of pop in on people, you know, kind of. But I'm letting people know. This is going down either Sunday, Monday, or Thursday of every week. Because if I got to work two of those days, I'm hoping I'm off one. If not, I'll just catch you next week. The No Freedom League podcast, man. We are getting it in. If you want to get in with me, 646-668-2546. My 618 caller dropped off, man. But, hey, much love to everybody running us back on podcast, man. I anticipate this to be one that's kind of run back. Some people may even run us back after they watch their little football. You got to have your little NFL suckers. You better wake up, man, see what's going on out here, man. NFL don't care about you, but they want your money, though. They want your time. They want your ratings, baby. They want your Nielsen ratings. I wouldn't give them nothing. But see, that's what pissed me off, man. I didn't get to the point I wanted to make about the NFL getting out in front of this. They could have put this file out before it's become what it is. Just had one of these squads signing, one of these 27 teams. He could legitimately start for three teams. He could start for three teams. He could start for Cleveland. He could start for Denver. I'm sorry, four. He could start for the New York Jets, and he could start for Houston. So that's four teams right there that he could start for right now. But, you know, whatever. The NFL, they don't want to do that. You know, make him put his money where his mouth is. See if he still really wants to play. You know what I mean? In that case, you put all the onus on Colin. Now, what's going to happen? Is he going to take it a step further as far as the protesting and, you know, standing up for equal rights and accountability from the police that are paid and trained to protect us? Since that's such a bad thing, since that's such a horrible thing. That's crazy, man. I can't believe people are actually watching football right now. They're in Buffalo Wild Wings going crazy. Wow. Wake up, man. Wake up. Wake up. Wow. I'll tell you what, man. If I can do it, you can do it. It's not easy. It's funny. One of my buddies was out here, one of my high school buddies, he asked me, man, what are you going to do for the Super Bowl? And this other guy, I got to get back to my work story. I didn't finish that story, but I don't know what the hell I'm going to do for the Super Bowl, man. I really don't. Thought about it. You know? I'll be at my man, like, if my man is going to do what he's said he's going to do, what he's attempting to do, Super Bowl party in Malibu? Yeah, I'm going to kick it because I know how my man gets down. I don't have to watch the game. I can still stand true to what I don't have to be in the room with a TV yet. It's going to be something else going on, man. By then, I'll be so tuned out that it won't even matter because I got to fight through the regular season, which starts today, which started about 29 minutes ago. I got a Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Fantasy football, NFL Network, PN. Like, the NFL is going to be everywhere I look. But I'm not fooling with them, man. I got a closet full of vintage NFL jerseys, man, that I'm not fooling with, B. And I might even have a sale, man. But y'all been slow, man. Y'all been slow on buying them jerseys. I don't know what's up, man. The price ain't going to get no better than that, G. $75 for Mitchell and Ness and $50 for the authentic joints? Man. Y'all crazy. But look, man, No Freedom League, the podcast, man. We got about 31 minutes left in the show. I'm running down the backup quarterbacks of every NFL team, and I stopped with Buffalo with Nathan Peterman, the rookie out of somewhere. He's the next guy up, and Tyrod Taylor has to sit out a few games. Carolina, now this is one of the situations that makes sense. I said there were 5 out of 32 teams that, you know, have their backup situation solidified. Carolina is one of those situations. Derek Anderson has come in, and he's actually started. He's won some games. But I think they're all against Tampa Bay, but whatever. You know, he's come in, he's won games. Tampa Bay's not a bad squad, by the way. They actually won 9 games last year. They're a team I'm looking at. Well, I'm not looking at anybody. I cannot say a team I'm looking at, but they're a team I think would be better than they were last year. I think they'll take that next step, man, and probably win 11 games and maybe make a run in the playoffs, man. Like, you guys that are watching the game can tell me how Jameis develops. This is hard, man, because I like seeing that, man. I like seeing players mature, and you know, I'm to the age now where I've seen guys come out of college and retire. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen a lot of football, a lot of other teams' football. You know what I mean? I just don't watch my team. I watch football. I'm a football connoisseur, but I can't fool with the NFL, man. I absolutely cannot. So, Carolina, your quarterback situation solidified. I understand why you would not even place a phone call to one Colin Kaepernick. Bring him to Chicago. Now, the Mitch Trubisky thing, you know, by him being the backup quarterback by default, like, you know, they gave up the farm for this kid, man. They gave up 4 additional draft picks to move up one spot. So I think he's a guy that could have got a third, because I don't think San Francisco was checking for this kid, and I don't think anybody was going to move up. They weren't going to pay the price to move up that high. If the Bears had to give up 4 picks to move up one spot, can you imagine what someone picking 9th would have had to give up? Or 10th or 11th, you know, a team that might have really liked Trubisky, but they just didn't have the firepower to pull the trade. So I think the Bears got suckered, but, you know, whatever. I can understand why they wouldn't sign Colin after the Trubisky draft, but I would have signed Colin Kaepernick before Mike Glennon. I would have. Because, for one, the Vic Fangio thing, you know what I'm saying? That could rekindle some San Francisco glory or something. That's got to be good for something, I would think. You won football games with this kid. You know what I mean? And he's 29 years old, so he's relatively still a kid. Like, to think that this guy is even in the league right now is ridiculous. And even if a team has an injury at quarterback and has to call on him, like, okay, I'm still not going to watch the NFL. Because at this point, the NFL not only has to sign Colin Kaepernick, but they have to get behind his function. They have to get behind the very thing that he's taking a knee for. And I don't think they'll do it. They won't do it. Too much pride, man. And it's got everything to do with their relationship with police departments. Like, each NFL city has to have a relationship with that police department, with that city's police department. It's understood. These are guys you're paying. They, you know, that you don't want to ruffle their feathers, but accountability and fairness is all that we're looking for. Just some consistency. And unfortunately, we're getting the consistency that you don't want. Unarmed African-American pedestrians are consistently being murdered by police. And in most cases, little to no convictions. That's just the insult to the injury. Like, even, you know, people that have that got a settlement, you know what I mean? Like, okay, but I can't get my loved one back. There's no dollar amount that's gonna, and you can't do it. Philando Castile, his girlfriend and his daughter, what are they gonna do? They can't erase seeing what happened, seeing him gunned down in front of them. Are you kidding me? But the NFL doesn't care about that. Even the Michael Bennett situation, I want to talk about that a little bit. You know, it's really ridiculous, because I talked about this on the first podcast. So what's the NFL going to do when it happens to one of their own? And lo and behold, my man drug to the ground, gun put to his head. He's just trying to get the hell out of the way like everybody else. The police assume that he's the one shooting because he's a big black dude that they see running and crouching down behind the damn slot machine, I guess. I don't know. But it's crazy, you know, to have to live in that kind of fear, man. Like, you know, it's sad, man. It's really sad. It's really sad. But the boycott is real, man. And shout out to everybody that is not fooling with the NFL. That absolutely is not fooling with the NFL. If you're still watching, I mean, okay. I don't have any beef with you. You know, that's like me being mad at somebody for not really being where I'm at mentally. Like, I can't fault you for that. That's not your fault. I can tell you why I feel about something. I can tell you my train of thought. And if you still feel your certain way, then that's okay. It's okay. it's okay. So those are two of the five situations I said I understand where they wouldn't sign Colin in Carolina and Chicago with Mitch Trubisky. But I would have signed Colin Kaepernick before Mike Glennon. That's just me. And definitely before Mark Sanchez. Period. Like, they had no reason not to bring Colin Kaepernick in to at least work him out. At least kick the tires on the guy, man. At least talk to him. See where his head is at. You know what I mean? See how interested he'd be in helping the inner city youth of Chicago. You know, maybe getting in contact with Joakim Noah and helping his, you know, foundation more. Getting your own thing started. Doing something similar. You know what I mean? Like, I see Kaepernick as somebody like that. You know what I mean? He brings value to your city. It's more than just X's and O's and wins and losses. I mean, true enough, you want a guy to be able to play, but if you know you're going to draft somebody anyway that you're hoping could be the starter, which the Bears obviously did, then why not bring in a Colin Kaepernick who's more proven than Mike Glennon? You know what I mean? What do you have to go on besides Mike Glennon's rookie year? I don't get it, man. I don't get it. That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me, man. That is really crazy to me. But, you know, that's when I kind of got off the wagon. Like, when I saw the Bears didn't pick him up, I'm like, ah. You know. And, I mean, you think about wins and losses, man, and being able to win games and what you have to do. Sometimes you got to win games. You got to win the game when you're not playing your best. I trust Colin in those situations and things kind of break down, aren't going well. You know, make a play. Make something happen, man. He can scramble for 15 yards on a key 3rd and 9. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. It's hard to be not involved with football but know what I know. So, it's tough. But let's go to Cincinnati, man. You know who's backing up the great red pistol? AJ McCarron. Yep, Alabama's AJ McCarron. That's probably the last time that dude threw a meaningful pass, man. It was in a championship game for Alabama. Like, cares about AJ McCarron, man. I'd have brought Colin in a heartbeat. Compete. Beat this dude out. Show me why this kid doesn't deserve to be my number two guy. Thank you very much. And I got a guy I can trust to win some games, man. If something happens to Dalton, you know what I mean? If he rolls an ankle and got to miss 4 weeks, you know, on a tight AFC East. I mean, Central. What the hell are they? Pittsburgh is in the AFC Central? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, wow. AJ McCarron, ladies and gentlemen. Now, this leads me to the first team. Well, I think he's better than the starter and the backup. And this is just by default. Now, Deshaun Kizer, I love my Notre Dame guys. I love him to death. That's a kid that I wanted the Bears to draft. So I'm curious to see what he does. But I think Colin Kaepernick gives me a better chance of winning games. And I get Kizer to kind of check shit out, look things over. Doesn't have to get his nose bloodied as fast. You know what I mean? Because behind Deshaun Kizer, you've got Cody Kessler. Cody Kessler, man. Come on, bro. Cody Kessler. Wow. So Cleveland is the first situation where I think Cap is better than the starter and the backup. Just because Deshaun has not thrown an NFL pass. We don't know what he's going to do. Yeah, he's got a good body, good strong arm, you know, good height. You know what I mean? 6'4", 230 something. But come on, man. Cody Kessler. 20 minutes left, man. No Freedom League, the podcast, man. The second edition. Much love to everybody. If you're checking us out live, man, we appreciate you. Don't be afraid to hit the phone lines, man. My one caller that called in dropped off the line before I could get him in. 646-668-2546, man. Call in, speak your mind. Let me know what you're thinking about. I got to figure out what the hell I'm going to watch on TV after this show. Because it's Sunday, man, and I'm going to be inundated with football the rest of the way. wow, you know, I'm not gonna even watch football. I'm gonna let my baby do her little TiVo. She's been kind of on some in demand, watching some older stuff, which has been cool, man. Shout out to Curb Your Enthusiasm, man. Can't wait till that comes back. Larry David was my dude. He's such a jerk. He's hilarious. But let's move on, man. So I talked about the Cleveland situation. Let's move on to Dallas. Can you believe that Kellen Moore is bagging up Dak Prescott? Like, if Dallas is in a playoff hunt, which they probably will be, because they're probably going to be a good team. You know, Dak comes back a year under his belt. Ezekiel Elliott, he's going to be thirsty. He's going to be hungry to prove that he's that dude again. You know what I mean? There's Bryant. I don't know what the defense looks like because I haven't looked at anything, haven't read anything about the NFL. I don't know anything that's going on with anybody's squad, man. Like, for real, I'm serious, bro. I haven't watched anything. And I'm a 38-year NFL veteran, son. You feel me? Kellen Moore, ladies and gentlemen, back up in Dallas. I take Colin. And this is the thing. Like, Dallas is like the perfect landing spot for Colin. Perfect. Because you got a veteran guy that can come in, winning some games if Dak has to miss it because he got a concussion, or, you know, he got a sprained thumb on his throwing hand. You know, you never know, man. NFL's crazy like that, man. You can miss out on playoff position because of a bum ankle injury late in the year. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. Injuries are the one thing that you cannot account for. You just can't. You just can't. So, if something happens to Dak, Dallas is leaning on Kellen Moore. Man, Colin Kaepernick is better than that dude one arm tied behind his back, man. Get out of here. Which leads me to Denver, which is so crazy because they were a team said to have some interest in Colin last year, but they couldn't work a trade out. So now you get a chance to get him, probably at bottom dollar. And he's better than what you got rolling out there to start and to back the guy up. Trevor Siemian? You got Colin Kaepernick, the ability to pick up Colin Kaepernick, the guy who has won playoff games, multiple playoff games on the road now. Multiple. He's done it more than once. And that is one of the hardest things to do, is win a playoff game on the road. This dude was just a play away from winning it all. A play away from winning it all just 5 years ago. He's only 29. But you're telling me that the guys that I've run off names of so far, he's not better than Kellen Moore, Cody Kessler, Deshaun Kizer, A.J. McCarron, Nathan Peterman, Ryan Mallett, Matt Schaub, and Drew Stanton? He's not better than those guys? Okay. So, Denver, you're out of there. Like, I think Colin's better than both of you guys. I really do. Leads him to Detroit, which is crazy. Because they got some 2-year kid out of Michigan named Jake Ruddock that I've never heard of. Never heard of this kid. But that's him, Jake Ruddock. The backup to Matthew Stafford, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Look, that leads me to Green Bay. All right, this is my third team that I think is straight, which I understand where they're going. They got their understudy to their, you know, their guy, and it makes sense. Brett Hundley, Yoda the Nukes. I like Nuke, man. I like Nuke coming out. He was somebody I wish the Bears drafted. Then we'd at least have a young guy that we could look at, and it might be our third string guy. You know, I think he's a talented kid. You know, and one day he's going to take over for Aaron Rodgers, man, and I hope he gets a chance to show that he's a pretty good player. You know, but I understand Green Bay. I understand why you wouldn't pick up the phone and call Colin Kaepernick. It makes total sense. Yo to the Nukes. I ain't ever in favor of a Nukes taking another job from the Nukes, so no. But Houston, your situation, the great Tom Savage beat out Deshaun Watson for the starting job, I think Colin Kaepernick would have beat out Tom Savage. And I think it's a perfect situation for Deshaun Watson to learn under a Colin Kaepernick. to have conversations about playoff battles, about those playoff wins on the road, about the Super Bowl and what that was like, and telling that whole experience. This dude has a wealth of knowledge at 29 that these other guys just don't have. And he had a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio for one of the worst teams. No, the worst team in football last year. I tried to show you some love, San Fran. I tried to call you one of the worst. You were the worst last year. Period. So, Houston, another situation where I'm like scratching my head, which leads me to Indiana. Let's go to Indianapolis. You know who's backing up the, off-injured lately, Andrew Luck? I mean, the offensive line has been terrible. So he's been taking a beating. That's no knock on Andrew Luck. Hell, anybody playing behind that offensive line to be bruised and battered. Scott Tolzien. Remember, this was a dude that was backing up Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, so this kid's going to steal some more money in Indianapolis. Scott Tolzien's better than Colin Kaepernick? Really? Really? Wow. Wow. Jacksonville, Chad Henne. And some would say that Colin may be better than Blake Bortles. So that's a team, another team. So I got like six teams where Colin's better than the starter and the backup. Kansas City, that's one of those squads that I like their backup situation. I understand it. You got a solid guy in Alex Smith. You're able to draft a Pat Mahomes, a dude with a ton of physical throwing talent. Like, this kid's arm is so live, and you almost want to see this kid get a chance to play, man, sooner rather than later, because his arm is that electric. Like, this kid has got, like, Brett Favre-esque type arm talent. So with that comes that Brett Favre-esque mentality to try to make plays that aren't really there or that you think are there, but kind of dry up quickly in the NFL. So he's got a good guy coaching him, man. Andy Reid, he's a good guy. Coaching no quarterbacks as I've seen. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens in KC, man. They're a team that's expected to do well. I'm assuming they beat New England. I don't really know. I can't verify that or not, but I heard that Tom Brady looked old and, you know, Kansas City did their thing. So big ups to them, man. But, you know, winding on down, man. Fourth quarter action. 12 minutes to go. In this second episode of No Freedom League, man. I've been having a blast. I might not even finish my list, man. I might save my other half of my list for the next show I'm going to do. Or I just go until I run out of show, man. If the phone lines don't heat up, I'm just going to keep running off quarterbacks that are backing up guys, that are the next man up, possibly for your NFL team. Let's go to San Diego, man. And I can't believe this dude is still stealing checks. Kellen Clemens. They got the kid out of Boise State, the little lefty. With, like, gosh, that kid's arm strength is like none. I like Kellen, though. I like him coming out of Boise State. You know, real accurate. But, man, he's not better than Nick. He's not better than Kaepernick, man. He's not. He's just not. Let's go to the Rams, man. Jared Goff is their starter. And Sean Mannion's backing him up. I think Colin Kaepernick is better than both of those guys. Jared Goff's not ready to start. So, you know, that's the situation, what, number six? Where Colin's better than the starter and the backup in my mind? Come on, man. He's healthy now? Like, this is the thing. He was coming off a knee injury, trying to rehab and win a starting job at the same time. Naturally, he wasn't himself. Didn't look like himself. Got right, got better, and the team sucked. It was terrible. Like, if he'd had a 4-16 interception ratio, now you're saying something. But he was 16-4. You know, and I know San Fran fans want to hit me with garbage time, blah, 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 those meaningless touchdowns. Well, obviously. But you can't tell me that a 4-1 touchdown, the interception ratio doesn't mean anything. It shows me a guy can play. It shows me a guy deserves a chance to compete to be a backup with all these cats I'm running off. And Matt Moore is another situation where I understood. So I take that back. It's actually 6-32. that makes sense. I'll get to Matt Moore in Miami. I'm coming down on him. Actually, I'm at him. I'm at Miami. Bam. You know, I know Matt Moore got to be kind of saucy, though. How Cutler just came in and ended up getting the number one spot. Huh. You know? My man goes down, number 17, whose name eludes me right now. This is crazy. Tannehill. It's crazy how not trying to stay away from the NFL, like things I know off the back of my hand, I'm kind of forgetting already. Wow. I forgot Ryan Tannehill's name. By the Super Bowl, man, I'm going to be completely tuned out. Because the NFL does not change its ways, and it probably will not, even if they just, you know, token hired my man and came out with some, you know, little statement about, you know, whatever, whatever. Nah, I'm still not really fooling with them, man, because it took them this long to do it. I'm at least not fooling with them for this year. Maybe they could win me back next year, but this year I'm out, man. I'm out. They missed the opportunity, man. The NFL missed the opportunity, man. They really did. They really did. You know? They really did. But where I'm at now, went to Miami. So Matt Moore, I get him. He's good. He's actually a solid dude. So he's one of the situations I say, okay, I understand why you ain't called Colin, I mean. Minnesota, though, this tripped me out. I thought Teddy was back. Nah, Teddy's still, you know, not back from the knee injury. So he gets another, well, really gets whatever time he needs to chill, man, and possibly come back and win his job from Sam Bradford. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. But the great Case Keenum, the six-shooter out of Houston University. Man, I'd take Colin Kaepernick over Case Keenum yesterday. Do it now. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. New England, I understand, man. You got Jimmy Garoppolo. He's a guy that's been, you know, highly sought after, highly looked after by a lot of teams, you know. Makes sense. I got about 7 minutes left in the show, man. So, look, if you want to get in on the lines, man, you can call. Like, right now, we are live. But if you run this back on the podcast, we appreciate the love. But hit me up, man. 646-668-2546, man. Jot that number down. That is the Couples on Court line, man. We will be doing our thing, me and my lovely wife, Christina. We may even do a show while we're in Chicago, man. I'm going to see if I can talk her into it. She probably just want to kick it, though. And don't even want to be bothered down. It takes a lot to schedule this and to do this, man. But I think we're getting the hang of it, though. We're getting the hang of it. And I'm about halfway through, I guess. Really, probably more than that. No, I got a few more teams in there. Yeah, I'm definitely more than halfway through. Because I'm up to New England. And I'm surprised this dude is still in the league, man. And I'm surprised that this is the guy New Orleans is going to go to if Drew Brees has to miss a few games for whatever reason. Even though he hasn't missed a lot of games. And big ups to Drew, man. He's been able to, you know, keep himself together. You know what I'm saying? Been a solid, very sturdy veteran in this league. And he's taking some shots, too, man. He's not a big guy, but you know, Drew manages to keep on ticking, man, but they've got Luke McCown backing him up. Yeah, that's right. Josh McCown's brother. Yeah, Josh McCown, he's got a job as well, man. He's actually, I'm going to talk about this. He's actually starting for the Jets. Can you believe that? Josh McCown is the starting quarterback for the Jets. But I'm not gonna skip him because I gotta talk about the New York Giants backup, who happens to be a former New York Jet. And wow, I don't know, man, but a guy that I had a lot of hope for coming out of West Virginia, man, Geno Smith, man, you know, not better than Colin Kaepernick. I would have signed Colin, you know. I don't care. I'm glad that he's bringing attention to that, because that's something that needs to be talked about. Now, I'll be like, look, if you guys want to ask Colin about that, you guys are free to ask Colin. But any football questions, you know, I'll be glad to answer those. I think we've taken a stand. We stand with Colin. We obviously signed Colin. So we're standing with Colin. We may not do it the way that Colin does it, but we believe in what Colin believes in. And leave it at that. and just go about your business, okay? In Oakland, which is a situation that I mentioned earlier in the show, I thought would have been great. Could have stayed in the Bay, backing up a good dude, playing for an excited, you know, the energy is a different type of energy going from San Fran to Oakland. You know, you go from worst in the league to basically one of the best teams in the league. And a squad, you know, you got Crabtree there, so you got some history with him. You know what I mean? I mean, it just made sense, man. It just made sense. But Oakland didn't do it. They didn't do it. They went with E.J. Manuel. And you know what, man? I think I'm just going to go ahead and finish the list out, man. I got about 4 minutes to go. Phone lines didn't heat up. You know, I don't really expect it to. Maybe as we get further and further into the season, you know, people will really become serious about this boycott, man, and serious about, you know, something to do, man. I just wanted something to do to keep my mind off football, you know? It's funny how I'm talking about something that happened on the football field to avoid watching what's happening on the football field. Ain't that something? Wow. Where I'm at? Philly. Guess who's back in town? Who's going to back up the kid that they just drafted? That's right, ladies and gentlemen, Nick Foles. Nick Foles has made his way back to Philadelphia. Wow, unbelievable. I take Colin over him. Pittsburgh, and this is a situation I thought made a lot of sense, man. I thought made a hell of a lot of sense. Mike Tomlin being a brother of the order, you know, bring Cap in. He's a guy that's won playoff games on the road, a guy that knows what it takes to come in, win playoff games. He's been a backup. You know what I'm saying? So it just made perfect sense, but they dropped the ball. They choose to go with Landry Jones, you know, and they got the kid out of Tennessee that they drafted. I thought Cap would have been a good guy to kind of mentor that dude, you know, show him the thing. Josh Dobbs, I think, is his name, which leads me to Colin Kaepernick's former team, San Francisco 49ers. It's funny because he opted out, and the guys that they signed, neither one of them are better than him. He's better than both of these guys. Brian Hoyer and C.J. Beathard, whoever the hell C.J. Beathard is. I've never heard of that kid. Wow. Wow. And we're coming down to the last four people on the list, ladies and gentlemen. The list is upon us. The end of the show is upon us. Wow. Seattle, which was involved allegedly in talks with Colin Kaepernick, they elected to go with Austin Davis. Austin Davis. I take Colin Kaepernick in a heartbeat over that kid. Tampa Bay. This has got to be the surprise of all surprises. Who did they go out and sign to back up Jameis Winston? A team that was 9-7 and probably going to compete for a spot in the playoffs this year? They signed pick machine Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Harvard grad. This guy continues to get NFL money. Wow. Tennessee, same thing. Matt Castle, ladies and gentlemen. This guy is still living off that 1 year he had in New England where he won 11 games. Can you believe that? Wow. And last but not least, the last backup quarterback of the 32 NFL teams, Colt McCoy, is backing up Kirk Cousins. He's the next man up. Now, Colt I like, you know, but I'm not in love with him. It's like if you got a girlfriend, you just been starting going out with this chick a couple of weeks, and you got a chance to go out with somebody that's badder, oh, you're going to dump that chick in a minute. You feel me? But look, man, I love everyone that has checked this out, everyone that is running this back on podcast. Much love. Much love to everybody that checked this out, man. I'm out, man. See you next Sunday.